Hello, friends, and welcome to a special episode of the Youth Hacks Podcast. I'm Josh from youthhacks.com, and this week we have an interview with Jeff Berg from Ministry Centered. Ministry Centered is the company that brought us the fantastic Planning Center online, and they now have a brand new product called Smart Events that I'm enjoying a lot. So, Jeff, welcome. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me here.
Thanks for having me on.
So, last time we spoke, you told me off air that you were working on another project that was going to be kind of an event registration project. And I was right in the middle of planning for a summer camp then and was kind of in desperate need of the product. So the second I saw Smart Events out there, I was just super excited and jumped right in and started using it immediately. So why don't you tell, I guess, people a little bit about how Smart Events came about and what it is.
Well, as you know, we have Planning Center Online, which is great for your week-to-week services and planning out that. When I worked at my church, we had several different registration methods that we just really didn't feel worked well. So while I was there, I developed some internal things that really didn't come as far as we really wanted to. And then when I left, they kind of went by the side. So after Planning Center got established and we could keep developing that, we were able to hire some additional developers and designers to start working on Smart Events. And we had some really key features that we wanted to incorporate into this product. First off and foremost, it needs to be beautiful. It needs to work. It needs to be easy to use and easy to navigate.
And I did notice that, I think Planning Center has come a long way and it's pretty to look at and fun to use. Smart Events started out much easier to navigate than Planning Center was in its early days.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because we actually have a larger team now. Planning Center was solely developed by me part-time when we launched, but now we have a team working on both products, so they're both able to move forward and get the collaborative intelligence of all of the people that we have on staff here.
That's awesome. So what are the kind of the key features of Smart Events for you guys? What are the must-haves at launch?
Well, one of the thing, we have a couple really cool ones that we were excited about. One is forms. So forms are the ability to upload your medical release form or whatever, and then you can just easily keep track of who turned those in and who has them and whatever. But also a cool feature is you can click on that form, and if you've uploaded it and made it correctly in Adobe Acrobat, we'll actually automatically fill out that form with all of the people's registration information, so their name and address, so that when you have a mother coming in and registering her three children, she doesn't have to fill out the same form three times. She just signs three forms, and they're already filled out for her.
That's great. Yeah,
that's going to be a real time saver for just people coming in the door and registering so that you can just do it real quick. Another cool one that we really like is our room assignments feature. So you can say, okay, we have our buses and our cabins, and this is how much room in this bus, this van, these cabins, and then you can drag and drop your people into each room. Or if you tell us who is friends with who, we'll automatically distribute them into the rooms and try to make the best fit for each room.
And that's great. Both of those are big problems. Like even when I've used, when I've used online registration programs in the past, you kind of end up developing two channels. Like one where you deal with the online stuff, but you still have this paper stuff and the payments that come in otherwise. And most of the systems aren't really built to handle. They're built to only handle the online transaction, and that's where it stops. So to have that integrated really solves a big problem. And every youth worker has struggled with figuring out who to put where. I know, I always have like 10 tabs on a spreadsheet, and it's usually at least an afternoon project to get people put in the right vehicles, and it's something I'm stressing about the day before we leave. So that really is an awesome feature, especially for youth workers.
Yeah, that's one of our primary goals, is to really take the whole event into thought, not just the registration. Now, one of the frustrating parts for us was we actually had to get the registration down really nice, really simple. And we spent a lot of time getting that right. But now that we have that right, we're working on our other features, expanding them more. We have a scheduling feature that you'll be able to put in your timeline. This is still in development, but you'll be able to put in your timeline for each day and then schedule out volunteers for either specific tasks or they're driving the van the whole weekend or whatever.
So would that bring some of kind of the planning center's elements into the event planning?
Yes, gotcha. Definitely.
Gotcha.
So
that's
we're
cool.
Really excited to do that.
Yeah, because last year we used Planning Center to plan our summer camps, and you know, we needed sort of a different system because we had different volunteers and a different schedule, and everything was a little bit different. So it was we were able to use it to do both, but it was a little bit tricky. That would be a really nice feature. You guys have already made some improvements to the site. You've already made some significant changes since launch.
Oh yeah, yeah. I gotta look at our blog to remember what they are.
Well, there was the improved registration page.
Oh yeah, when we first launched, we had a public registration page, and just walking through it, we weren't really happy with how it jived together. So we had a brand new designer come on, and he redesigned the whole thing, and it really looks really beautiful, easy to understand. We really strive for making especially the end user, not just the staff, but the registrants experience as nice as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We've done some small things that we released that we haven't even talked about in our blog is now you can reorder your registration types and options add-ons so that you can say which order you want them in. Stuff like that.
And also the payment system the plans changed a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. We started off trying to mimic the Planning Center Online pricing, which we were really, because that's what we know, we wanted to do that. But we found out that it doesn't work well that way. Events come in waves, and it just wasn't transitioning over. So what we did is we decided on a flat rate of $20 a month, and then and that includes unlimited events, and if you have a free event, the first 2,000 registrants of that free event are free, and then it's $1 per registrant over that. And then what we were saying is for paid events, it's $1 per registrant. But actually, just talking here this last week, we actually just changed it again.
Oh, really?
And your first 20 paying registrants are going to be free, too.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So for those small events that you're taking just 20 people, those are going to be included in the plan, too. Just to make it a lot easier for people to adopt it for those smaller events.
So really what you're looking at, like for a small church, they might never get above that $19 a month.
Correct.
And then, if you're a church that has a couple of large events, you'll be paying $19 a month for all of your events, and then the two or three a year that you have that are larger, you're going to only pay a dollar per registrant past that.
Yeah, past the 20 free registrants.
That's good. That's clever. That's pretty different. You know, the online pricing model for web apps is pretty similar everywhere you go, and that's a definitely something significantly different that I've seen before. And it's kind of cool because it's tied to what the product is actually doing.
Yeah, and we're really focused after churches, and that is our market. So, like one of the other registration programs out there, Reg Online, they charge $3-4 per registrant, and churches just can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we've been trying to get it as low as we can, but still make it a viable project so that we can keep working on it.
So, what kind of feedback are you getting from people who are using the product now?
They're just saying it's so easy. I mean, we're getting very little support questions on how to use it or anything like that. We're getting feature requests like no other, as you would with any brand new product.
I'm sure.
And we're working on those feature requests right now. One of the biggest feature requests is people want to use PayPal Standard. Not just the pro account, so that you don't have to go through an application process or anything like that. And PayPal Standard support should be up and running next week, I think.
That's great. So that means you can accept payments without having like a monthly charge at PayPal Pro, right?
Yeah. You won't have to have a monthly charge, and then PayPal Pro also requires you go through a application process, so you won't have to do that either. So very easy entry into the product. Hopefully,
that's good to know. We're actually implementing Smart Events right now at our church, and I have to have a meeting with someone in accounting today to talk about it. Because they have a registration system they use and the like that we actually have not done online registration at our church for 2 years in our ministry because we hated the option that our church went with so much. We would just do paper instead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a meeting with them to kind of discuss this. So knowing that you guys are going to have PayPal standard is actually going to be helpful for me in my meeting in just an hour here. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, and when you start accepting large number of events and large amount of money, it actually makes sense to go through either Braintree, authorized.net, or get a PayPal Pro account because the rates change and you can get a much better rate for accepting the money online.
Gotcha. Okay. So how are people integrating into this website, into their websites? Like right now, like the event, like if you go to yoursubdomain.smartevents.com, you get a really pretty page.
Mm-hmm.
But so I have, you know, right now I just have a link on our next event that says click here to register, and it takes you directly to the event page. Is that how most people are implementing it, just with a text link on their site?
Yeah, that's definitely how all churches are integrating right now.
Okay.
We definitely have future plans for making widgets and stuff like that so that you can integrate the experience much more. And then also allowing you to customize your page on our site more with a header, footer, and some custom CSS so that you can put your own special fingerprint on it.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I know. We use MailChimp, and they have some pretty cool tools where you can, it's like an email system, right? So that you can sign up through mail. They give you you can enter the kind of information. There's a lot of options, and it spits out the HTML code, and you can drop like a form in your site to register. And stuff like that's really nice for guys like me who don't really know much about web design. Where you can just go into the tool and click a couple of buttons to get the code out and drop it on your site.
Yeah, one thing that's more complicated with event registration is that we have to be secure. So, if you do any input on your own site, people, if they don't see that HTTPS or the lock, they go, is this secure? And
that's true, especially with financial information. That's a big deal.
Yeah, with credit card information and all that, we're at a very secure host. We go through rigorous security checks on our own software, so it's definitely a little bit more complicated than MailChimp. But we do have some really cool plans that we hope to get going for that. So
gotcha. So now, while you've been doing all this, Planning Center has not been kind of withering on the vine. You guys have made some changes in Planning Center as well, I see, right?
Yeah, we just launched a new feature for PDF printing because people have been... That's one of our most common questions is, how do I get this cool report to a PDF? And what we told most people is go download this software and install it on your computer and everything like that.
Or use a Mac, I guess. That's what we do, you know. Just save as PDF on our Macintoshes.
Yeah, that works great. Except for it's very hard to control the page size, the orientation, and the margin those reports. So what we did is we built in all of that into Planning Center. We bought some really expensive PDF rendering software that takes our pages and renders them out to PDF. And we launched that yesterday and just gotten really good feedback, and we're refining that feature, of course. And then also our Facebook integration had to change because Facebook changed it for us. They changed the way app developers have to integrate with them, so we've changed that, and you can read more about that on our blog at blog.ministrycenter.com.
So, so what's coming? What's coming down the road for Planning Center and Smart Events? What can we look forward to in the next maybe few months?
Well, Smart Events, definitely we have the scheduling feature that is going to be priority number one after we get this PayPal standard out, and you'll be seeing a lot of small iterations to that. We'll probably launch it small and then just keep on iterating on it as we get feedback of seeing how people are using it and what works for them and what doesn't work for them. And then for Planning Center, we have plans. I don't know if you use Planning Center Live in your at your church.
No, we don't use that currently, but I've checked it out, but we haven't implemented it.
Yeah, it's our online. It allows you to go through your service while the service is happening and communicate with everyone around your church in real time. The technology that we built that on is based on Flash, which means that it doesn't work on the iPhone.
Gotcha.
And we're very committed to a great mobile experience, so we're working on changing the underlying technology of that feature to work with the iPhone, and it also adds a lot of really fun features that we're excited to. So hopefully in the next couple months, you will be seeing a refresh to that. And then we also have a super secret project that we can't talk about.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes open for that one.
Yeah. You should see it in the next couple months.
Gotcha. That's cool. One last question. I wonder, whenever you put contact information into, like, someone's contact info in a ministry into one spot, you know, we always want to get it out and move it around. Like, we use, like I said, we use MailChimp, we use Tatango, we use HiRise, we use our database. Like, we have stuff everywhere. So we're constantly throwing CSVs in every direction. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any plans or ideas about data portability with Smart Events?
Yeah, we definitely do. What we're looking at trying to do is make some sort of people backend that allows you to say, okay, this person is this person in Fellowship One or Shelby or whatever, and in the backend, we'll sync those together. It sounds a lot more complicated. I mean, it is a lot more complicated than it sounds.
Sure,
on that.
Of course. Yeah, whenever you do syncing, bad stuff can happen.
Yeah, there's bad stuff that can happen, and there's just a lot of small, weird things that between different people's Fellowship One stores a people record totally different than Smart Events and Planning Center do.
Yeah.
So it's a tough technical challenge to solve, but we are working and thinking on about how to fix that.
Is a simple data export something that you guys are thinking about?
Oh, yeah, there definitely will be a simple data export of CSV, cool. Just like Planning Center.
That's awesome.
And you'll be able to we have the Planning Center API, which will be brought over to Smart Events, and the data structure for people on both of those are going to be exactly the same.
That's great. Yeah, I was working in HiRise yesterday with a team of people who are going to be working on our services, and some of them were in Planning Center and some were in just the... I pulled the CSV file out of HiRise, threw it into Planning Center. It intelligently updated the stuff that needed to get fixed, added new people. It was a really, really smooth experience.
Yeah, it's nice to have those features. And we want to get them into Smart Events. We just got to move them over. It's a fun process.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Well, I really love Smart Events. I'm really excited to see where that goes. Where can people find your work? Where should people go to keep up to date with the stuff that's happening at Ministry Centered?
Well, blog.ministrycentered.com is definitely the best place. We're also on Twitter at Smart Events and Planning Center. If you want, you can follow me. I'm The Berg on Twitter, B-E-R-G. And those are the best places right now to keep up with us.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, thank you so much. The products are awesome. I probably spend 4 hours a day using your stuff every day. So,
awesome.
I'm grateful, and my job would be a whole lot more terrible, and I would have a lot more spreadsheets open on my desktop every day if it wasn't for your stuff, so I'm grateful.
Yeah, our main competitor is Excel, so.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, have a good day.